to Ghana, my motherland. I pledge myself to the service of Ghana with all my strength and with all my heart. I promise to hold in high esteem our heritage won for us through the blood and toil of our fathers. And I pledge myself in all things to uphold and defend the good name of Ghana, so help me God.
Time is 6 o'clock. This is Radio Ghana. Here's the news presented by Sally Bosman. In the headlines, President Mills assures Ghanaians of fiscal discipline by his government. Head of World Bank delegation to Ghana impressed with country's economic development. President Mills appoints interim council members for universities of health and allied sciences and energy and natural resources. Police officer killed in bank robbery in Tema. UN Security Council to vote on resolution backing Arab League peace plan for Syria and Black Stars tip to win African Cup of Nations. First to Sami with Barbara Yakubu.
President Mills has given the assurance that his government will judiciously use the resources of the country in a transparent and fair manner to their benefit. The president gave the assurance when directors of the World Bank called on him at the Castle Osu. The leader of the team expressed joy at the level of economic development across the country. He indicated that the visit will assist the bank in its partnership and dealings with the country. Meanwhile, the president has appointed a 12-member interim council for the Universities of Health and Allied Sciences, as well as the Energy and Natural Resources. The University of Health and Allied Sciences Council has Professor Kofi Anyidohu as chairman, while Professor Abba Andam is a chairperson for the University of Energy and Natural Resources Council. The appointments follow the promulgation of acts establishing the two new public universities. The UN Security Council is expected to vote later today on a resolution backing an Arab League peace plan for Syria amid reports of more than 200 people killed by shelling in homes. The draft resolution calls on President Bashar al-Assad to hand over power to a deputy to oversee a transition. Russia has objected to earlier versions of the text, and it is not clear how it will vote or if it will abstain. And the senior national team, the Black Stars, have been tipped to win the ongoing Africa Cup of Nations tournament in Gabon and Equatorial Guinea. The optimism was expressed comes a day before the team meets the Carthage Eagles of Tunisia in France, Gabon tomorrow. Meanwhile, the tournament enters the knockout stage today with the first game between Group A leaders, the Chipolopolo of Zambia and the Desert Hawks of Sudan, who were second place in Group B. This will be at the Bata Stadium at 4 p.m. Ghana time.
President John Evans Atta Mills says the government will continue to maintain fiscal discipline in the management of the economy. He said despite the importance of this year's general elections, government will not do anything to undermine and erode the gains made so far in all sectors of the economy. Addressing members of the diplomatic corps at the Flagstaff House in Accra last night, President Mills said Ghanaians expect the government to maintain the discipline and not sacrifice it on the altar of political expediency. He assured them he was mindful of the mandate giving him and would therefore not disappoint anybody. Our correspondent said the year reports.
The exchange of New Year greetings with members of the diplomatic corps is used to recall events of the past year and to reflect on prospects for the new year. President Mills said government is determined to ensure an incident-free general elections this year. He therefore appealed to the international community to be vigilant and alert the government of any incident likely to disturb the peace of the country.
Maintain. It is our determination as a government to are free, fair, and transparent. It is quite clear that the people of Ghana want peace before, during, and after the elections. And this is exactly what we are promising them. Now, since you are collaborators, I would appeal to you to also to be rather observant. If you come across any developments that are likely to make it difficult for us to maintain the standard that we have set, please feel free to draw our attention to these developments so that we can ensure that there is peace in Ghana.
President Mills renewed Ghana's commitment to regional and international bodies for peace, security, and development.
Ghana has been guided by its policy of good neighborliness, and this informed our actions in the year 2011. And we continue to be guided this principle in the year 2012, because we recognize that it is important that we have excellent relations with our neighbors. We will also remain a strong member of ECOWAS, which is intended to help maintain regional peace, security, and also help to promote sub-regional economic growth and development.
The Dean of the Diplomatic Corps and Ambassador of Burkina Faso to Ghana, Sini Pierre Sanou, lauded the government for its achievements last year. The diplomat gave the government a thumbs up in all the sectors.
About a year ago, you confidently and boldly declared 2011 an action year, meaning that your vision of comprehensive development was going to materialize earnestly after it had been necessary to take time to adopt some macroeconomic measures in order to build a sound foundation for the economy. Well, there was tremendous action in 2011 in Ghana, the BSA. We noticed that the comprehensive development mentioned earlier spanned all the relevant socio-economic areas, including oil, gas, mining, agriculture, trade and industry, road infrastructure, youth employment, energy and housing. Above all, peace and security, which are the bedrock of any meaningful national progress, have been the cornerstone of your actions to a better Ghana.
A minute silence was observed for the late Dr. Richard Thaksin, Ghana's High Commissioner to Canada. Seth Iyia, reporting for Radio Ghana.
President John Evans Atta Mills has assured the people of Ghana that the government will judiciously use all the resources of the country in a transparent, accountable and fair manner to the benefit of the people. This, he said, is the objective of the people, and they expect the government not to depart from that. President Mills gave the assurance when directors of the World Bank called on him at the Castle Osu. The assurance comes on the heels of the Woyomed debt judgment debt saga.
We are going to make good use of the resources which have been made available to us. We are accountable to our people, and we shall never forget whatever we do, that the people of Ghana expect us to be transparent, to be accountable, and to be responsible. These then are our objectives. Having you here will enable you to see for yourselves what it is that your assistance and hard work have been able to do in our dear nation. We know that our task as politicians is merely to help raise the level standards of our people. That is what will determine whether we have succeeded or have failed. We have a number of needs, and as you go around, you see for yourself that our people are crying for development. And I think it's important that from time to time you go around and see for yourself what the people really want. I want to assure you that we'll continue to cooperate with you, because the partnership that we have should be mutually beneficial.
President Mills, the leader of the delegation, Ingrid Helven, was happy with the level of economic development across the country. He said the delegation has visited some regions and interacted with the people. This, she said, will assist the bank in its partnership and dealings with the country.
Let me first thank you, especially on behalf of my delegation, for this great honor to have the chance to meet you and to have an exchange of views on the future cooperation between the World Bank Group and your country. We had a wonderful trip to Tamale. We could learn about the development challenges of the North. Mr. President, we were impressed about the progress made in Ghana, and I want to congratulate you and your administration for the many efforts that go into the development of your people.
A director of the World Bank, Ingrid Helven. Alfred Agbesi-Woyome, who is at the center of a controversial 52 million Ghana cedi judgment debt, has been arrested and detained at the CID headquarters in Accra a day after IOCO released its findings on the judgment debt saga. The Criminal Investigations Department of the Police is interrogating Mr. Woyome on findings made by IOCO that he manipulated documents to milk the country of its resources. Unconfirmed reports also say two civil servants indicted in the case have been arrested, though the police are tight-lipped on whether Woyome has been invited or arrested. Woyome's lawyer, David Annan, who confirmed his client's detention to Radio Ghana, said he was invited for questioning.
He has been invited, and he's at the police headquarters.
When exactly was he invited?
Oh, about now. There's a crowd who are there, and that is the position we have gotten to. There's a crowd at the police headquarters in support of Mr. Woyome.
As his lawyer, what are you doing currently about it?
That aspect will be handled by his other lawyers. Because I'm a member of the NDP legal team, when it comes to these matters, our criminal matters and the criminal procedure, his other lawyers will have to handle that. He has about four other lawyers, and they would handle that aspect of it.
Have they begun anything yet?
I'm not too sure, because he has not, to the best of my knowledge, been arrested. If he is, then the issue of bail would come in, whether the police would give him police inquiry bail. If they do not, I'm quite sure his lawyers would proceed to court. Today being a Friday, and looking at the time that they've done this, it becomes imperative that even for the peace and sanctity of the police themselves, because looking at what is happening at the police headquarters, it could easily get out of hand. And so I'm quite sure that they would give him bail on this issue.
The NPP says it is not enough to arrest Alfred Woyome and leave other ministers implicated in the IOCO findings on the Woyome saga. Its chairman, Jacob Echebilamti, has called for the arrest of others who have been implicated in the scandal.
I'm not excited by it. I'm not impressed by it. Just what the IOCO report said is what we said from the very beginning, that here was a man on the make. He came and presented himself fraudulently to claim money from the Ghana government, and some people in the Ghana government aided and abetted him to defraud the state of this huge amount of money. I want to see those people who aided and abetted him to get to steal the people's money. I want to see them being invited by the CID, not just Woyome. Woyome is only a part of it. He came along and said, Ghana government owes me so much money. Some people will turn around and say, yes, we agree, pay him. Okay, now, they had no basis for that agreement. They should now be brought forward to come and answer to the powers that be.
This is definitely the first step. Woyome has been invited by the police. Two other civil servants have also been arrested.
There's not a civil servant matter. Please, civil servants are there to give advice to their ministers. It's the ministers who are responsible for whether they take that advice or they don't take that advice. Let us not labor this thing upon some poor civil servants and then turn around and say that they were the cause of all of this. They cannot, and no civil servant can turn around and sign off on such a huge amount of money. Ministers who signed off on this. Ministers and people like deputy chiefs of staff and chiefs of staff who signed off.
The president pledged to get to the bottom of the matter, and he has initiated the move. Is it not a good step?
The president also told us he knew very little or nothing about this money. Okay, now it turns out that he did know about this money. At least on two occasions, he apparently gave directives that the money should not be paid. So if he turns around and say that he pledged that he'll get to the bottom of the matter, why did he sack the attorney general who came to actually make charges that gargantuan fraud had been perpetrated against the people of Ghana? And yet that person's deputy, who constantly then went on air to say that the Ghana government had no defense in this matter, continues to remain at post as the deputy attorney general. How's that possible?
So you want other ministers also to be arrested?
I want everybody responsible for putting this fraud upon the people of Ghana and allowing a man who had no contract with the government, who had not done any work for the government, to be paid this huge amount of money.
Including members of the NPP.
The NPP are not in government. There's no member of the NPP that I know of who was in the position to turn around and sign off and say Woyome should be paid this money. This Alfred Woyome case had nothing to do with any NPP minister.
When members of the NPP were invited by Iyoko to substantiate some allegations, they turned down their invitation. And now that Iyoko brought its report, you are holding it in high esteem. Making
we're not holding it in any high esteem, and we're saying that this is not the end of the matter. The proper body to investigate the Auditor General's report, once it is laid before Parliament, is Parliament. And we're waiting for Parliament to start its investigations, and we shall be there fully cooperating with Parliament.
National Chairman of the NPP, Jacob Echebilamte. This news comes to you from Radio Ghana, Accra, the major stories. President Mills assures Ghanaians of fiscal discipline by his government. Head of World Bank delegation to Ghana impressed with country's economic development. President Mills appoints interim council members for universities of health and allied sciences and energy and natural resources. Police officer killed in bank robbery in Tema. UN Security Council to vote on resolution backing Arab League peace plan for Syria, and Black Stars tip to win African Cup of Nations. Please don't go away.
Mama be like you. No noodles be like Indomie.
Indomie instant noodles. Tasty, nutritious, good for you.
We interrupt this music for a news flash. Over to you now, Rafik.
Am I on air?
Yes, you're live on Feel Free FM.
After covering wa babili kuncho bankama kokolugu walembele tumu durmu and many other villages, Airtel has extended coverage to this small village called Ga. The people are so happy.
Ah, now I'm happy. I'm very happy. Now I can talk on my Airtel mobile phone from every corner of this village.
The story is the same. North, south, east or west, happy customers excited about affordable call rates and congestion-free call quality. Airtel, covering Ghana like no other. This is Rafik Salam. Wow.
Join the fastest growing network in Ghana. Airtel, for free.
Welcome back. President Atta Mills has appointed a 12-member interim council for the Universities of Health and Allied Sciences and Energy and Natural Resources. The appointments follow the promulgation of acts establishing the two new public universities. The University of Health and Allied Sciences Council has Professor Kofi Anyido of the University of Ghana as chairman. The other members are Justice Agnes Duji, Dr. Suji Tete, Dr. Yawe Dujenfi, Togbe Teprehodo, and Professor Ernest Aite. The University of Energy and Natural Resources Council has Professor Abba Andam as its chairman. The other members are Professor Emeritus Elizabeth Adefio Shandoff, Paul Ifa, Osajifo Osadieyo Ajiman Bedu, Okrufu Buo, Dr. Yao Eje, and William Otu Ellis. The Ministry of Water Resources, Works and Housing, in partnership with its stakeholders, have come out with a development plan to ensure that all Ghanaians have access to basic water and sanitation services by 2025. The initiative, known as the Sector Strategic Development Plan, among other things, identifies and addresses existing and emerging challenges in water supply and sanitation services in the country. The outgoing Minister for Water Resources, Works and Housing, Alban Bagwin, made this known at the official opening of the Ghanaian branch of the International Water and Sanitation Center, ILC, in Accra. Health experts say efforts at reducing cancer prevalence in the country are inadequate. They say about 2,000 women are diagnosed with breast cancer annually and 3,000 cases of cervical cancer are reported every year in major hospitals. Most of the people who are diagnosed with the disease are between the ages of 40 and 50. The experts made this known in Accra at a seminar to raise awareness of cancer as the world marks International Cancer Day today. Cynthia Boateng was at the seminar.
The health professionals, who were from Ridge Hospital and the two teaching hospitals, took their turns to educate participants on the recent state of reported cancers in the country. On breast cancer, Dr. Clegg Lamte of the Kolebu Teaching Hospital said, "Breast cancer is curable, but those that cannot be cured can be managed with medication." He said, "Millions of people worldwide are diagnosed with breast cancer, and so people should desist from attaching various myths to breast cancer." Dr. Lamte said, "All women are at risk, and 2.4% of men are also affected." He advised women to undergo regular breast screening for early detection. Dr. Lamte said treatment is available in the country and there is no need going abroad for the necessary care. Dr. Sylvia Duganus from the Ridge Hospital drew attention to the slow development rate of cervical cancer and cautioned women not to take such issues for granted. She said the virus which causes cervical cancer can take about 20 years to manifest. She appealed to women to avoid multiple sex partners and seek early detection for treatment, since it is more complicated to treat cases that are in advanced stages.
Cynthia Boateng's report. ECOWAS, in collaboration with the West Africa Health Organization, is to assist the Center for Scientific Research into Plant Medicine with equipment and funds to improve the standard of herbal medicine at both national and international levels. This is also to address challenges hindering the successful output of the center. President of the ECOWAS Commission, Victor Agbeho, gave the assurance when he led a team of officials to inspect operations at the center at Mampointiapim in the eastern region. Baba Otu has filed this report.
The Center for Scientific Research into Plant Medicine was established in 1975 after Osagyefo Dr. Kwame Nkrumah sent Dr. Oku Ampofo, a medical practitioner, and some representatives from the Ghana Academy of Arts and Sciences to benefit from the Chinese experiences in herbal medicine. The president of the ECOWAS, Victor Gbeho, said the visit was to enable him to familiarize himself with the needs of the center. He said there are about 300 million people in the ECOWAS region who use herbal medicine whether they are certified or not. He said it is therefore imperative that the ECOWAS channels its resources to ensure that the research center becomes a center of excellence. Mr. Gbeho, who outlined a number of challenges after the visit, expressed the hope that with greater involvement of the ECOWAS, the center will achieve greater height than what it is now.
As you know, this is not a government organization. It properly falls in the private sector. And the second challenge is that it has taken a long time to get people to accept what they are doing. We have all come out of the colonial era with our own prejudices, not least that prejudice against herbal or traditional medicine. Today, there are many other challenges because the place has grown far bigger than it was envisioned to be, and therefore the demands, resources, are much more than, and so these are things that together we will have to work on if we want to not only preserve this place but also increase its output and service delivery.
The executive director at the center, Professor Dominic Edo, on behalf of the staff, expressed gratitude to the ECOWAS for the gesture. He also pledged his continuous support and dedication to ensure that the center attains a higher pedestal.
Baba Otu reporting. Robbers yesterday attacked a branch of the United Bank of Africa UBA in Tema, killing the policeman on duty. Radio Ghana's correspondent Gloria Anderson gives the details.
A UBA bank was this afternoon around 3 to 4 o'clock robbed in Tema. The bank shares boundaries with the Nabita Hospital and then Evergreen Shopping Mall. According to witnesses who saw the whole thing happen, the officers on the UBA building, and they say that the robbers came in a motorbike, parked at the Nabita Hospital, the wall that divides or separates the Nabita Hospital and the bank, and they entered the bank, aimed a gun at the security officers, one police and a normal watchman. They shot the watchman in the leg and shot the policeman in the head. So as I speak to you now, the policeman is dead. And they went into the bank, took the money, and then jumped the wall that separates the bank and then Nabita. And as they were moving out, someone who had gone to the hospital was also moving his car out. Apparently, according to witnesses, they thought they were being chased by the car and then shot those people in the car. So they have been sent to the hospital now. Really critical condition. But I have someone who witnessed the whole thing. Can you briefly tell me what you saw?
This afternoon, we're actually in our office when we heard a loud noise. It wasn't long, and then my neighbor in the block in his office came running to us to tell us that there were robbers around. So when I came out, I ran to the last end of the building because we were on the first floor to see what exactly is happening at the bank. Then I saw a man standing at the gate with a gun. And then I stood there, I think the thing lasted for about 5-6 minutes, you know. So I stood there watching the people who would come out or what would happen next. Then eventually I saw three other ones came out of the bank with bags. I think money was in it or something. And then they just jumped the wall. There's a wall dividing the bank from a church around Nabita. So they just jumped the wall, entered into the next road, and what I saw was three motorbikes came to park, and then they just got on the motorbike. You know, whilst they were trying to climb the motorbike, they were giving one shot, and then they sped off.
An eyewitness ending that report by Gloria Anderson. Dabura Asebu Kwamankese District Police are investigating the circumstances surrounding the death of a 62-year-old Juju man, Anthony Kofi Busu, at the Heavenly Prayer Ministry at Edunfa. The man, who hails from Kweu Pipiasi in the Eastern Region, travelled to the camp but refused to go through registration formalities and rather sought to go to the washroom. Speaking to Radio Ghana, the District Police Commander, DSP Bernard Chumberima, said on Tuesday, 24 January, his outfit received information that a man had died at the said prayer camp laboratory. He said the body has been deposited at the Abura Dupa Government Hospital morgue, awaiting the arrival of relatives before post-mortem can be conducted on him. A deaconess from the prayer camp, Mrs. Rebecca Ishira Bedford, said for 59 years, people have sought spiritual assistance to remedy physical difficulties and advise people who visit the ministry to register so more information about them can be known. The UN Security Council is expected to vote later today on a resolution backing an Arab League peace plan for Syria amid reports of more than 200 people killed by shelling in homes. The draft resolution calls on President Bashar al-Assad to hand over power to a deputy to oversee a transition. Russia has objected to earlier versions of the text and is not clear how it will vote or if it will abstain. Meanwhile, Syrian activists described violence in homes as a real massacre. The UK-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights and Syrian Forces fired mortars into the district of Halidea and some buildings set on fire. Football. President John Evans Atta Mills and members of the diplomatic corps have tipped the senior national football team, the Black Stars, to win the ongoing African Cup of Nations in Gabon and Equatorial Guinea. Since 1982, the Black Stars have not been able to win the African trophy for the fifth time. The message comes a day before the team plays the Carded Eagles of Tunisia in France, Gabon, tomorrow.
I would like to use occasion also to congratulate Gabon and Equatorial Guinea for staging the African Cup this year. May the best team win, but you know what I mean by the best team.
For 2 weeks now, the gallant actors of the African Cup of Nations have been engaging one another on football fields in Equatorial Guinea and Gabon. Since the Black Stars of Ghana have over the years endeavored to raise African football to new and exciting heights, and we have tipped them to win the tournament because
around a great thing. As you know already, unfortunately, my own team, Les Etalons du Burkina, which was not a small one, is out. So good luck to all the remaining teams of the quarter final and may ultimate victory smile to the best.
You had President Mills and the Dean of the Diplomatic Corps, Sine Pierre Sanu. Ghana will wear black armbands in the quarterfinal match of the African Cup of Nations against Tunisia tomorrow in Franceville in memory of Anthony Annan's late mother. This comes after the Confederation of African Football, CAF, approved the Ghana Football Association's request to have the Black Stars wear black armbands for the game. Madame Sophia Sampson passed away last Thursday in a hospital in Cape Coast after falling sick earlier in the day. The GFA and the Black Stars are keen on this gesture to honor the woman. Meanwhile, Anthony Annan has resolved to help Ghana win the African Cup of Nations in honor of his late mother. The news stands the entire Black Stars team in Franceville, with many consoling the midfielder Annan. He has since expressed gratitude for the loads of messages and encouragement that have poured from colleagues and other well-wishers. The 2012 African Cup of Nations taking place in Equatorial Guinea and Gabon enters the knockout stage today with the first game between Group A leaders the Chipolopolo of Zambia and the Desert Hawks of Sudan, who were second place in Group B. This will be at the Battle Stadium at 4 p.m. Ghana time. Pre-tournament favourites, the Elephants of Cote d'Ivoire, have come face to face with co-hosts the National Lightning of Equatorial Guinea in the second game slated for Malabo. We bring you a preview of the two quarterfinal matches for today.
History beckons for both Zambia and Sudan today as they battle to reach the semi-finals of the Nations Cup. The Chipolopolo are aiming to reach the last four for the first time since 1996, while the Sudanese will be contesting their first Nations Cup quarterfinal in history. The last time the East Africans reached the knockout stages when winning the tournament itself in 1970, they went straight to the semi-finals since there were only 8 teams at the finals. And coach Mohamed Abdallah is wary of the threat presented by the Chipolopolo, saying Zambia are a fast, well-organized team which has achieved good results and so must prepare tactically and physically. These two teams' sole Nations Cup encounter resulted in a 3-0 win to Zambia in 2008, and whoever wins today will stay in Bata to play either Ghana or Tunisia in the semi-final. Zambia's coach, Renard, has only 21 players to choose from after expelling Clifford Mulenga for indiscipline, while defender Kampamba Chintu is injured. Sudan's coach, Abdallah, has been given a boost by the return from injury of both defender Eldon and goalkeeper Akram. Today's quarterfinal in Malabo may be business as usual for Ivory Coast, yet is anything but for co-host Equatorial Guinea. While the Elephants are contesting their fourth straight appearance in the knockout stages, the 10th overall, the National Lightning are there for the first time. Unfortunately for them, they are taking on the tournament favourites as an Equatorial Guinean side without a household name of its own takes on a squad packed with them. If they are to cause one of the biggest upsets of any Nations Cup finals, the co-hosts are likely to need to score the first goal against the Ivorians at this competition, unless the tie goes into a penalty shootout, that is. Whoever wins in the Equatorial Guinean capital today will play either Gabon or Mali in the semi-finals in the Gabonese capital, Libreville.
A preview of today's quarter-final matches at the ongoing Orange African Cup of Nations. To end the news, the main points again, President John Evans Atta Mills says government will continue to maintain fiscal discipline in the management of the economy. He was addressing members of the diplomatic corps at the Flagstaff House in Accra last night, and the UN Security Council is expected to vote later today on a resolution backing an Arab League peace plan for Syria amid reports of more than 200 people killed by shelling in Homs. The news was broadcast from Radio Ghana, Accra. Thank you.